Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Dershu Mishman Simon Gimel Sif Zayin, Shin number 8. Today is Chav Bez Adar Aleph Toshin Pei Beis for 23rd, 2022. We continue to discuss the halachas of proper hanhagas, ha'adam ha'baikir, how a person should behave in the morning, and discussing specifically of using the facilities, using the bathroom. And now we discuss here in Sif Zayin, ha'metil mayim min atzayfim lefnim, perush, makam she'chilom lirois misham harabayis, a person who is going to be matamayim. Matamayim is another way of saying he's releasing fluids, he's urinating. And if he is doing it min atzayfim lefnim, that's atzayfim is a place. It's a makom sheyachel lirois misham harabayis. It's a place where you can see the harabayis from over there. So he says misham v'hala ein chel lirois. And Rashi brings Rashi here from that point and on, further out, you cannot see the harabayis. So therefore, if it's concerned with seeing the harabayis, yeshev upanov klapi hakodesh, he should sit with his face klapi hakodesh. Rather, lo yeshev. Apologize. If you look in the big bracket lamed aleph, it says over there lo yeshev. The original text was, or the mistaken text was yeshev. He should sit, but it doesn't make any sense. You don't want him to be sitting facing the kodesh, meaning the kodesh kodashim, that makom. And if you take a look quickly at the Mishturin Sif Katan Yud Gimel, he says, Loy Yeshev Upanov, Kein Tzarech Loimar. In other words, that bracketed Lamed Aleph Loy is telling us that's what should be inserted. Inserted in the words over there. Loy Yeshev, he should not say the Upanov Kalapi HaKodesh. Ella, turn the page. Ella, Litzafoin Oiladorim, but rather, Litzafoin Oiladorim, but rather to the north and the south, like we said earlier, or Yisalek HaKodesh Letzadon, or you should turn to the sides. Okay, that is also in regards to the proper direction of where the person should be facing and directing when he is being Matal Mayim. The Mishnah says on the bottom of the page in Sif Katan Yud Gimel, rather, your Dalit, we saw your Gimel already. Elo Litzafin Huadinim Achirov Klapi HaKodesh Shari Batalas Meraglayim. If his back is facing behind the Kodesh, so it's permitted, he's permitted to be Matal Mayim to release the fluids. Va'ayim, because he's not facing the Kodesh. Va'ayim Bebir HaGrosh Yehiskim Da'afilu Minat Soifim Ulochutz. When he is past the Tsoifim, he's past that area, in Pond of Klapi HaKodesh, also Batalas Meraglayim. He is also, even if he is past the tzayfim, if it's in the direction of the kodesh. Now, everything we discussed just now applies to the previous halachas that we said when he is outside. But if he has mechitzas, if he has partitions separating, so then this would not be applicable because the walls are separating, and we're not seeing. We're not seeing the harabayis. We're not seeing the makom hakodesh. Okay. Also, lamo lefanos lehedya neged beis haknesses or beis hamedrash. The lo yehei michlal mishenemar aleim va'achareyem el heichel Hashem. It is forbidden to relieve oneself opposite a beis haknesses or opposite the direction of the beis hamedrash. And therefore, when there are those who are building the shuls, they have to have this in mind. You'll say, well, we have the walls also that separate, which is true. However, there is a halacha that's still applicable, which we'll get to in a minute. And he says, because you don't want to be included in the category, and their back is towards the courtyard of Hashem, the Heichal Hashem, the place of the Kodesh. So here brings from the Seva Chasidim that a person should not have the bathroom opposite where the Beis HaKnesses is or the Beis HaMedrash, because then the person is going to be revealing his rectum when he is going to use the facilities, and that is, according to the Sefer Chasidim bringing down here, that is not appropriate, as Rikki Eger brings down on the Shulchan Aruch as well. Says if you make a wall, you make a mechitza, which is what we have, you make a wall between the Beis HaKisei and the Beis HaKnesses. So he says, l'chayra in l'achmer, one does not have to be machmer in this. However, in other words, in the position of the bathroom towards the shul, because now you have that wall separating. However, in addition, though, they do bring down, which will be discussed also in Simin Kofnon, Sivkot and Tes, that one does have to be careful of the Reyach Ra. In other words, building a bathroom near the shul or the base medrash is not going to be an issue if you put up the proper walls, which is Baruch Hashem what we do today. There's a different issue, though. Sometimes you have a sewer backup. Sometimes you have just the pipes over there. It's not flushing well. Sometimes there's just bad odors coming out from there because that's what a bathroom does, right? It has those odors. So that is a concern that has to be on the mind of the builders and the people who are building the shul and the architects when they are keeping that into account. In such a scenario, because of the reich ra, the bad odor that can be emitted, one should make sure to put it a little distance away from the basic nesses. Fine, he says, take a look at Arches Chaim, who discusses this in greater detail. Okay. The Mechaber says back in the top of the page over here, he says, Kishenifne besode. We discussed a little this yesterday. The person is relieving himself, he's defecating in the field. If he is behind the fence. So yesterday we discussed the positioning. He should not be positioning himself towards the west. He should be more towards the north or south. But now if he's behind a fence, yifne miyad, in other words, right, as soon as he's behind the fence, he can and should relieve himself over there. Rabika, when he's in the valley, which we're saying is more of an open area, yisrachek ad makom shlo yuchal chaver lerois peruroi. Person should distance himself to the point where the people that he's with should not see him exposed. Says the Mishra Sivkot and Tezvav, yifne miyad, he should relieve himself right away. Da'ein chaver lerois peruroi, because when he's behind the fence, so then his friend will not see him being revealed. So too, when a person is behind a chotzer, a courtyard, which is behind the house, behind the wall of the house, also that is also a situation where his friend will not see him. Even though a person, when he uses the basic kisei, he flatulates at times, it's not a problem to pass gas. It's not an isser of lack of tznius when the person hears someone else is passing gas when he's using the bathroom. It happens to be sometimes people are embarrassed. However, if a person doesn't mind, he realizes this is part of life, this is what happens, okay, so he doesn't care. He doesn't care if his friend hears him passing gas when he's relieving himself, so therefore it's not a problem, it's not a lack of tznius. If he does bother him, so he should go further out. Then we said if he's in the bick in the valley, then he should distance himself ad makom shloyuchal chaver lerois peruroi, the point where his friend should not see his revealing himself. What does peruroi mean? So in Sifkot and Tezayin, he says giluyoi, means he shouldn't be visible, mashe megalim yibesorei milafadom alcharev, that which he exposes himself from the front or the back. V'af api sheroi es gufoi v'shemea kol itushoi. Even though he is roya es gufa, you know, the person, his friend could see his physical body, but that's not a concern. The concern is, the lack of tznius is when the person exposes himself, and that's what we're trying to avoid. There is no mishmur on siftes. The Mechaber says in siftes, lo yeshib b'meheru b'chizek, the person should not sit down quickly and with strength. He should not push too hard because, as a physician gave me the term last night at the shir, because he should not cause a rectal prolapse.
It's called a hemorrhoid.
Well, I think hemorrhoids is the outcome, right? The act what he's doing is that's, he's saying the result is the hemorrhoids, right? Yes. So
rectal prolapse is much more serious than hemorrhoids.
But it starts with hemorrhoids.
Yeah, okay. So basically, don't push too hard. That's a person is constipated. He should not be pushing too hard. and he, Mr. Shem should be healthy and not have to meet any proctologists in the office. Okay. Fine. He says over here in Sif Yud. Now, Sif Yud, we come to a discussion of after a person uses the basic kisei, now he has to wipe himself. So, how do you wipe yourself? So you say, does it make a difference? Yeah, in Echanami, it does make a difference. Generally speaking, the right hand, we say, is more chashuv than left hand. That's the general klal. The right is more chashuv. Once again, lefties shouldn't feel left out. I always find, like I said in the past, lefties to be very smart. But at the end of the day, yamin is more chashuv. Now, how do you define chashiv in regards to wiping oneself? What should one do? What should not one do? So he says, lo yikanech biyad yamin. Don't wipe with your right hand. Don't wipe with your right hand. So what's the reason you should not wipe with the right hand? So we'll see right now, because that's the hand you put your tefillin on. Most people are righties. So most people are righties, so that's the hand that you put the tefillin, you wrap your tefillin on your left hand.
On your left hand?
Well, you'd use the right hand.
Oh, you use the right hand.
You use the right hand. How do you put your tefillin on? You're using your right hand.
But the tefillin's on the left hand.
So there, what's the question?
You would think the left
is
more
hushed.
Okay,
fine. So Noyach over here is asking a question, which was a type of conversation last night. When I say last night, because Baruch Hashem gives the shir at night as well, and then by day we give it as also in the morning. So this was a question that was bothering some people last night, and I spoke to my charus about it. We're going to first see the Mishnah Berurah, and then perhaps we'll have time, should permit, we'll address it as well. And it's just to state the question again. If you're wearing tefillin on that part of your body, you should think, not at the time when you're wiping yourself, but you should think that's the hand you should not use. That's the hand that wears the tefillin.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so we'll address that afterwards. Sifkot Nyudzayin. One should not use his right hand. Why not? So explains the Mishnah Berurah. Mivnei shekoyisher bo tefillin azroya hasmoli. Because a person uses his right hand to tie his tefillin on his left hand. And by the way, if you take a look at the Dirshu note, for those who have a Dirshu edition, so he actually addresses this right here. It says, you're wearing the tefillin on the left hand, so if anything, you might think the opposite. So explains the Levush Yisrod on the Taz, shekeven she'ena tefillin munachas al yad elo al zroya bovad. So he explains like this. The Levush Yisrod says, there's a difference between the ritzus and the tefillin. The tefillin is up on your arm. The tefillin is higher up. The straps, yes, they're important. Yes, we should make sure when we take them off, people don't realize sometimes, we'll get to when we learn Hilchos Tefillin, they should not be dangling on the floor. You have to have proper derech eretz, and has to go into Sheamus if you know, right? All these are correct. The ritzuis are there to hold the tefillin on your arm. You don't have the tefillin on your hand, you have the ritzuis on your hand. So he's saying, shekeven she'ena tefillin munachas al hayad, tefillin's not on the hand, rather the arm, there's no iser to wipe yourself on with the hand that was wearing the straps and the tefillin. I'm going to address it right now. I set up shot to my chavrusa like this. And if those listening to the recordings have something else to share, please reach out to me, and I'm happy to hear it. And if you don't like what I'm saying, let me know also. There's a Mishnah in Shabbos. The Mishnah says like this. Let's say you're walking in the field, and you come across a pair of tefillin on the ground. It's Beya, okay. So what do you do now? What do you do with the tefillin? No Erev, no Erev in town. In the field. What do?
You put them on.
And you walk with them. Now, keep that in mind, and let me ask you another question. Let's say you're leaving shul, and I'm leaving shul at the same time. Let's say we're the same age, everything all the same. The only difference is you're wearing tefillin, and I'm holding tefillin. Who goes first? Let's repeat the question. You're wearing tefillin, and I'm holding the tefillin. And we're both, there's only room for one person at a time. So who has the halachic kedima? The one who's wearing it, right? So not everyone agrees to that. There are different opinions. I've seen both. Not everyone agrees to that. Why? Because remember the Mishnah we just said? That if you find tefillin in the field, what should you do? You should put them on. What happens when you put them on? Are you allowed to walk with them? The answer is?
Yes.
Yeah, why? Because the tefillin are bottled to the person. The tefillin are like secondary to the person. They're like bottled to the person. Now let's take that discussion. Now go back to the door. You're wearing tefillin. I'm holding tefillin. Who should go through the door first? The one who's holding, according to this, right? Why? Because if you're wearing the tefillin, it's like it's not on. It's bottled to you. Now, take that into account. Now come to our discussion over here. We're saying the right hand is putting on the tefillin. So the question was, it's a very good question, but the hand that's wearing the tefillin should be more chashuv. So we're saying no. We want to suggest over here that because the tefillin are bottled to the person, it's the hand that's doing the mitzvah. It's doing the mitzvah. That's the hand that should not be doing the action. That's how my chavrusa wanted to say it. The hand that's doing the action is putting on the tefillin. That's the hand that should not be doing the action of the wiping also. I'm combining the first pshat with the fact that it's bottle and the fact that the hand is doing the action. The hand is putting on the tefillin, that's an action, and the hand would be wiping, that's the action. Therefore, he would say, no, don't have the same hand that's wiping also put on the tefillin. Yeah, so we have three different pshat and three different halachim here. We have the Levush Yisrod, that Dirsha brings down on the Taz, one of the Achreinim, the Shulchan Aruch, that it's because you're in the Maisa, the tefillin's on the arm, not the hand, that's one. Number two, we want to suggest, because the tefillin could be like bottle to that arm, like we gave the mission over there, you find the tool in the field. And number three is that it's the hand that my chavrusa wants to suggest, that is the hand that is doing the action, putting on the tefillin, that's the action that should not be wiping itself as well. Three different pshatim. Now, what about wiping off nitzaitzes of merig lying? After a person uses the basic kisei, sometimes there are drops from urinating. Is it a problem to wipe himself with the right hand? So he brings here the kasa beseisiv shem numuki yosef deshari. That's not a problem. It's not a problem. Of el yirav kasa deashadu adim la kino. Going back to the lice, as we mentioned, the lice was a very big issue back then. It says also to kill a louse would not be a problem, apparently with the right hand either. Le'inyan nishar dvarim chotinov. So in regards to, let's say, a person is taking out the garbage or is changing a diaper or things like this, is the problem using the right hand? So he brings over here from the Sefer Afiki Meginim that it is not a problem. It's only what Chazal say is a problem. We're not here to create more Yisurim or more things that are Asur, and therefore it's only kinuach, only wiping with the right hand, we're saying not to do, but not these other issues. Okay, let's now go back inside. We are discussing here in Sif Yud. So we said, Mechaber told us, Lekaneach b'yad yamin. You should not wipe with your right hand. Lekaneach b'yad yamin. And let's go back again to Sif Kod Yud Zayim. B'nei she bought film al zroya hasmoli, because you tie the tefillin on your left hand with the right hand, as we just explained. Other reasons are brought in the Gemara, and he brings here in the Dirshu Shetama Davar Mishum Shatayu Nitna BeYamin. Another reason, because the Torah is given. In other words, he's discussing now the chashivas of the right. Why even he's not just focusing now on the previous question of but Lemaisa you're wearing tefillin on the left hand. He's discussing now that Lemaisa. The right is more chashiv. So one reason is because it says miyaminoi eish dos lomo in Dvarim Lamegimel Beis that the Kosh Baruch gave us the Torah like with the right miyaminoi yamin the right oy mishum shiragilos he lohayshid as yad yamin lepeh. It's also people put their right hand to the mouth. Okay, so you don't want to be wiping with that hand. Yes, of course you wash your hands, but that's another reason. So, perhaps what he's referring to, you ever get an aliyah and then you see the gabbai next to you, he's like giving signs to the balkorei, dargo tevi, right? You know, he's like You know, he's like showing like different hand motions.
Yeah.
I believe that's what he's talking about. You're showing, and apparently you're doing that with the right hand.
Yeah.
Right? You know, I know, I've seen people do it with two hands, but all these different reasons he's explaining as to why the right is considered to be more chashev in this regard. That's why you should not be wiping with the right.
What about a lefty?
We'll get to lefty. Very good question.
Is this from the Gemara? I mean, where are we?
The last thing I just said was the Gemara in Brachos.
Using the right hand. I mean.
Oh yeah, that's what we're just saying. Some place. With left hand.
What did they use?
Oh, what we used? We discussed it yesterday. Yeah, they used either soft stones, smooth.
Smooth.
I mean, that's just historically. Yeah, or let's say leaves.
Leaves,
you know, all those type of things, you know, any of those that, you know, I mean, they didn't have any toilet paper, and not because it was a Corolla issue, you know.
Is that different because we use different today, or the same thing would apply?
So I will tell you that, now that you ask, I do remember seeing that you're asking, what did they wipe themselves with?
And did they wash, in those days, they were supposed to wash their hands like today.
Right, 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 of course. But I do remember seeing someone, now that you mention this, and I'm on the recorder, so I can't tell you exactly where, but I think the Piscachus brought it down, that there were times that they used their bare hand.
Really?
That's what you wanted to suggest.
Right, that's what I was
that's what you wondered. Yeah, there were times.
And then they washed their hands afterwards.
Right. Which is more of a reason for the reason we said earlier, is that if you're putting your hand to your mouth, so then you don't want to be using the same hand that you wipe with, right?
Yeah.
If it's straight with your hand, now it definitely doesn't sound something that we'd want to be doing today.
I'm happy he came in at the right time.
Does this all apply to women since they don't put on tefillin?
Does it apply to women? It's a good question. He's saying a regular righty, a lady who's a righty. We have other reasons to why the right is more chashev. She would still use the left hand.
The left hand.
I mean, we're saying to use the left hand, right?
Right, I mean she would use the left. That's what I meant. Yeah.
The halach is that a man should use his left hand. So Mistama, we'd say that this should apply also for the other reasons,
right,
even though she's not putting on the tefillin on her arm. Okay. So the question was about a lefty. So we'll discuss that here as well.
Wow.
If you take a look now, if he says "V'oid time achem ayin b'gemara," he says, "Look in the Gemara, right? That's what it said." V'toyv lizar v'lakaneach. We're in number 17 of the Dirshu in the English, not Dirshu in the regular Mishnah, in the 17 on the bottom. V'toyv lizar v'lakaneach be'etzman tsoy shekarech alav be'etzua. Be careful not to wrap to clean yourself with your middle finger. In other words, like this. You're wrapping the tefillin ritzuas around specifically the middle finger.
Mm-hmm.
So you should not use the middle finger when you are wiping yourself. Okay? So we see there's a preference to that.
Again, the implication is you're using your hand.
So there, like I said, there is an implication that you are using your hand, and therefore those are the ones that suggest that it's not such a big, you know, issue how you wipe. According to that approach, like that is true. I'm glad you reminded me about that.
And they didn't have such a thing as toilet paper or something.
I mean, they had stones, and that we were saying leaves, but they didn't.
No,
I mean,
they didn't produce.
I guess you had to just do a little research, right? They didn't have any toilet paper, right?
They didn't have toilet paper in Siberia in the 1920s and 30s.
Right.
They didn't have toilets until.
Okay.
I
think the people listen to the recording and they get good laugh at that one. Right? Okay, let's go weiter, Rabbi Yisai. Because su achreinim the itu yad shekol inyon of oise bismol mikanech bismol bidei shu yimin shekol adam. So the lefty does the opposite.
Yeah,
right? Because that's the logical approach. He's putting the tefillin on the other arm, so the wiping should be on the right hand as opposed to, right, we just said the righty should not wipe with his right hand, but instead the lefty is the opposite, for the same reasons that we just explained.
But the lefty puts his tefillin on his right arm.
So we're not discussing where the tefillin is. We're talking about, that's what we were saying a minute ago, it's where, how you do the action. It's the hand that's doing the action. So the Mishnah Berurah is referencing a very important topic, and that is the topic of a person who is an ambidextrous, or a person who is does a few things. So one way, like I mentioned in the other shiurim, that I had a friend as a child who would bat lefty and throw righty. No, but he wasn't ambidextrous. He would only write with one hand, but he would bat lefty. I just think he was taught the wrong way originally, and then he got it stuck that way, you know? So, but if you have an ambidextrous, what is his hand? What is his yakeya? Does he have a weaker hand? I know somebody in town, he asked of Vosner Zatzal's Av Bezdin, I forgot his name, in Bnei Brak. He has one hand which is halachically what's called weaker than the other, but then afterwards he takes his tefillin, flips it around, and puts it on the other arm as well without a bracha. Because he is like a real ambidextrous, this type of person.
Wow.
So he puts it, I'll tell you after the shiur who this is. Okay. So the Maisa, the Be'er Halacha over here discusses, you know, about if you define writing, is writing the way to define that the person is a more dominant hand. Other places can want to say you give a needle and a thread to the child, let's say when he's turning bar mitzvah, so to see how he's going to make, which hand is he going to be more comfortable to make the stitch with? His right hand or his left hand? Sif Yud Aleph. Loy Ikaneach V'cheres, so when you ask what should you use to wipe yourself with, don't use earthenware, Mishum K'shafim. Now this is something that I cannot explain, because he says, see, because of kshafim, kshafim is witchcraft. That's, okay, we'll just take that for what it is for now. Loy ba'asav yaveshim, not with dry grass, sheha mekaneach b'davar sha'ur shoylet boy, shinav hatachtoynes noishrois, because a person who wipes himself with something that the ur, the light, was the sun was shining on, it could cause hemorrhoids. Don't use a pebble, a stone that his friend used. This also can cause rectal prolapse. He says, "Achshav the Ramah says, 'V'achshav shabati kisoyis shalonu einon besode nagulu kaneich becheres v'chei nagulu kaneich b'davish or shalut boiv einay mazik b'uchazim ayav debar." The Ramah says nowadays that the bathrooms are not out in the open fields. This is the Ramah saying, you have, I guess, a closed outhouse. Still an outhouse, but it's closed area. Mm-hmm. So therefore, he's saying there's no concern of the witchcraft, shofim issues, so you can use those items that we said. You can use the earthenware and those other items as well, and it's not going to be concerned about getting hurt. I do want to point out that the Ramah concludes over here, Puk Chozim Ayam Adabar, take a look what people do. Now, that's a very important sometimes way place can view this, and that's the Ramah over here. He's saying, you see, people do this, it's not a problem. So that times, that is, now when we say people do this, you're talking about people who are knowledgeable people, not saying people don't know the first thing of Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah Sif Kodin Yud Ches, v'cheres, you should not use a cheres if it's outside in the field. And he says here, earthenware v'afilu hi chalok v'einuk mekarei abos, obviously has to be smooth and it's not going to cut the person. V'im eina chalok v'yejba chidudim k'tanim, if it's not smooth and it has sharp points, yejba zegam kem yibnei asakono, shalei not take a chine karkashta, you don't want the person to cause a prolapse issue over here. If he's going to cut himself, chaveroi, don't use that which your friend cleaned himself with already. Aval imkinach, this is something, by the way, to appreciate in this generation that we don't have to deal with this. But I will tell you, somebody told me firsthand when he was a child, he was so poor that he had these issues of having to take the toilet paper that was already used and try to find the clean side of it. So these are things to appreciate in life. So he says over here that Avam Kinach Hu Atzmar, if he himself used that same piece, Oy Shiyavish, or dried, Oy Shikinach Mitzad Achir, Les Lomba, or uses a different part of it, then it's not a problem. Okay. Einam basada, the Rama says in our bathrooms are not out in open fields, like Shrikh Shafim, and we don't have these witchcraft issues. You could use this earthenware, of course, it has to be smooth. The Davish or Shailat boy, we said that you shouldn't use something that the ur is shining on, the fire, the light. That could be in regards to other items. In regards to dry grass, asavim yavashim, it could be the Ramah will say also don't use dry grass. The hay mechatchin is a bus because it can cut the person. Look at the kamei, we'll see later on since she in base if hay and hilchos Shabbos. Cause of a goyish of a kiva eger. Now, this is a very important kiva eger. Everyone should know this kiva eger, and everyone should live and apply this kiva eger. And the kiva eger says as follows: B'shem seva chasidim ol bali places of Yehuda chasid. Kishiyoyitz beitz akisa yira amokim sheyoshav olav shaloi yedi nati noifos. Shema yovay chaver pisayim ayvalay lo yeshiv olav. After a person uses the base akise, clean the toilet seat, be a mensch. That's what he says, be a mensch. Why? A person might come at night, in those days they don't have the lights at night so well, and he's going to sit down, and he's sitting down on something which is dirty. It's not right. And he says, even if it's not nighttime, of course, so you have over here, this Rekiva Eger, the same Rekiva Eger you learned Baba Kama, the same Rekiva Eger you learned throughout Shas. This is our Rekiva Eger, bringing down Sefer Hasidim. To be a mensch, and after a person uses the basic kisei, he should clean it for the next person. We're going to finish now Sif Yud Beis, and we'll learn Moser at the last slot here, because we had the whole discussion about the lefty and the tefillin and everything like this. So we can go a little further now and finish this page of Limud. Yifane Bitznias Balayla Kimabiyah, and person should relieve himself, defecate with modesty at night, just like he does by day. A person shouldn't think that. Nighttime, oh, no one sees me. Hashem is everywhere. Don't reveal yourself more than you would by day. Like we said earlier, don't reveal yourself more than you have to until you sit down. Because in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the night is like day, and there's nothing different in regards to that. Avol ein sarich l'sfachi, but person does not have to distance himself, like we said in Sif Ches, from his friend, because his friend doesn't see him. Im ein sham adam efane b'rechay, but there's no one there, so then if he needs to defecate in those days when they did not have the bathrooms, he could even do it in the street. However, rakshi yizor shalo yiyeh b'makam hiluch b'ni adam, kadeh shalo yitonfu b'ni adam al yaday. Of course, make sure that it's not going to be left in a place where people can get dirty, because that's not appropriate. Avol im yesh sham adam, if there's a person, afilo nachri, also, lefanus befanav, even if it's a non-Jew, it is forbidden to defecate in front of him. V'cholzeh lefanus. Avol lahashdin is muta afilu bayoyim b'fnei rabim im tzarech lekach. She'en loy makor. Now, in regards to releasing fluids from the front, if a person needs to, we're going to say here a halacha. Of course, the second law is different, but we're talking about the halacha here right now, that if a person needs to release the fluids, even in front of other people, he's permitted to do so, even in public, if he has obviously no place to go. V'afilu b'fnei isha, and even in front of a lady, if he needs to, halachically, he's permitted to. Based on the Mishnah, I believe it's in Temura, mishum de'ika sakanto im yamir atzma, there's a sakana, there's a danger to the person, if he really needs to relieve himself, and he doesn't, it could cause himself physical harm. V'isha lo yisam le'd hashna, afilu neged pandav shel tinoik, a lady should not release her fluids, from the front, she should not urinate, even in front of a child, mishum de'ikat chatzifusa, it's brazen for her to do so. I will start in she'ena meshtenis ma'amish neged panav leslam ba, but to the side, which is not facing the child directly, it's not a problem. We learned yesterday, well, the day before, that a person can take the little child into the bathroom with them if the child is not a bardas, it doesn't have the seichel yet. You know, sometimes a little child, the child will go crazy. You have to go to the bathroom, the child is going to stay outside, it's not going to work. But that's, once the child already can speak already, can start talking, that's already, I believe, how the person say, you should not do so. One last point over here. As my name says, the dirshu, shematzu b'chol mokum b'esakise v'chei mekoymiz la'atoliz meraglayim imachitzayiz v'davar kalhu le'ilich l'sham, says Ramayisha, that since nowadays, yeah, bathrooms everywhere. Bathrooms everywhere, for the most part. Shegam letzarech atos mayim roi leilach mekoyim seilu legabi zeh choshev ke'enay tzarech lekach. Therefore, says Ramosha, nowadays we have bathrooms, make sure you use the bathrooms, and not what we're talking here in public. Obviously, if there's a mamisha situation, there is no bathroom, so you know, fine. We'll stop here, pick up Mitzvah next year by Sif Yud Gimel. Have a wonderful day.